So right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, Carly Fiorina remains among the frontrunners for the GOP nomination. Although she's never served in the military or held any office, she says she is equipped to fight ISIS because she does have what?
Oh, my God.
It's something that she achieved, something that she did early in her life that prepares her to fight ISIS.
Was this a Girl Scout badge for ISIS fighting?
No. Although we should send the Girl Scouts. They are dogged in my experience.
And
they do not
ISIS
stop.
Would be so fat.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Her honors thesis was about jousting and the plague.
So she's a medievalist?
Yes. She says
she
is prepared.
So she can get a job at that restaurant where they have
medieval times,
the turkey legs.
Carly Fiorina said in a town hall, she was in New Hampshire, I think, and somebody said, well, you know, what will you do about ISIS? And she said, well, I am prepared to fight ISIS because I have a degree in medieval history.
Wow.
That's what she said.
It finally came in handy.
Yeah, no, she said.
You know what? I think she should go with the Girl Scout thing. I'm just saying.
No, she said that it will help her because ISIS is medieval in their barbarity. Like she was into decapitating your enemies before it was cool, okay?
Yeah. Makes sense. 43%
of
is
what?
The 43% is how much the HP stock fell while she was CEO of Hewlett-Packard.
That is because with her medieval background, she moved HP away from personal computers and into abacuses.
Yes!
You know what? You know what we could do is we could send her over to head ISIS, and she would bring them down 43%.
That's true.
Oh, my God!
That could work.